I just got a greenland. I found it in the ceiling. I want to know what it is. Because I think I'm in love with it.
Just imagine? Got a greenland.
Smells like pee.
Smells like some semen.
Of war.
I was going to the other part of the verse.
Well, we'd be disgusting.
Smells like pee and candy.
I don't know. You know what? I've only heard the Shrek of this song.
Oh.
You know how there's some songs that you've only heard the Shrek parts of?
Yeah. The parts that are like, yeah.
I've so only you're heard saying, the, what's the problem, baby?
That song is so fucking fire.
I've only heard the Shrek.
That is probably the best song ever.
I've only heard the Shrek parts of that. I've heard the Shrek parts of Funky Town. I don't know how anything with the first.
Where'd you find it, baby? I found it in the tub.
Whoa.
Tub swimming in the tub.
Found a greeblin in the tub. This is a song about
a greeblin,
and he
a green goblin.
We don't know what it is. The guy that wrote it was either whoever wrote it has no idea what this is, and he's maybe just like, I mean, that was if you found something and you fell in love with it instantly. Of course, you're gonna write a song about
There's
it.
There's a baby in the tub.
Maybe.
Tub, baby in the tub. There's a baby in the tub.
Okay.
Speaking of music, do you want to just get it out of the way or
stop?
You always do it so quick.
It's
barely. We have to do all of our time, 10 minutes up top, about talking about nothing that nobody cares about.
Well, we can talk about our wars, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
What's your war?
My war this week is a sad one because I don't have a war to.
Wait, sorry. I don't want to interrupt you. I'm doing it though. I kind of like the idea of us always introducing every episode with our wars, even past the 5 weeks of war.
We've been doing that,
because I think I've realized
we do that
we always have a war. Everybody's always waging a war.
I do actually have a new development in one of my wars that I guess I can. Oh. That's exciting.
One of your wars.
I have a lot of wars going at all times.
You're so fucking rich
that's
with war.
Completely something about me.
Yeah.
But my war this week, unfortunately, is that my body has declared war on me.
Oh, yes.
And has been trying to get everything out of me. It doesn't want me to be strong. It doesn't want me to sleep. It doesn't want me to be to have anything, to have any happiness
in
my life, except for doing this podcast.
You had a full life ruination off of one gainer,
my first ever
GNC
weight
gainer shake, protein shake.
Yes. It made me, I drank it.
What'd you mix it with?
Just water.
Okay.
There's your problem. You got to mix it with milk.
No, that just has more calories. That might even be...
That seems like it would be way worse. I think I probably had too much of it is most likely the problem.
Oh, yeah.
Which I mean, okay, so here's a war, yeah. Hey, GNC, make the serving smaller for guys like me.
Yes,
or you can make the serving smaller yourself.
Right, but if it says one serving, I should be able to trust that it's not going to make me puke.
They should have a little thing on the label.
I don't know numbers. I look at the thing. It says how many grams of... Do I look like a guy who counts calories?
You look like a guy that
do
counts.
Do I look like a guy who counts
you
calories
look like
and
a
nutrients?
Guy who counts
no.
Calories.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you look like
I don't... What
calories.
Do you mean? How do I look like a guy who carefully tracks what kind of food goes in my body?
Because you're Adonis body.
Put these on.
Well, now you look like a nerd if you put those on. Even on your finger, it looks like you're a nerd with glasses.
You look like a guy that counts for sure.
Yeah, but a GNC... You shouldn't be making a product that has any that's even possible for someone to throw up.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Make it magnetic. First of all, make a for your protein shake. Here's my new pitch. You make a magnet that goes into your stomach, a shirt made of a shirt that has a magnet that goes around in your belly button area, which is where your stomach is thinnest. First of all, that's a little science for you, something you don't know anything about, GNC. And then in your protein powder, you should put in iron filings.
Yes.
And then once you drink it, the protein stays in your fucking stomach instead of coming out of it because it's attracted to your belly button.
And here's my beef with you, GNC. Why do you look like you are a car company?
Yeah. And hey, GNC, what's that stand for? Gastrointestinal issues for Cameron?
Yep.
Yeah.
It could, and it does look like a car.
It really
company.
Was so fucking terrible and horrible.
I'm sorry you had
and
to
it
puke.
And it was so terrible. I haven't puked
what
in a while.
What flavor is it?
It was strawberries and cream.
You know, if you're gonna,
that's your fucking problem.
Which I got
here.
Because I was gonna make smoothies with it. Oh, okay. I figured I don't want to have like chocolate and a fruit smoothie.
They should
I
just kinda, make it plain flavor. No, you should,
they do, I guess. Fruit smoothie.
I know, but I was like, you know,
what?
I'm sure it could. I'm sure they. Anyway, the taste of the actual thing was not that gross. I've never had anything like that before. Yeah. Everyone kind of probably be like, oh my God, it's so disgusting. It's actually, but it's normal. It,
like
it just tastes bad.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, you. It just tastes like you're drinking something that doesn't taste that good. That's
that
fine. People are babies, I'm discovering.
Well, I was telling you that because I was trying, I wanted.
I'm not even talking about you. I just mean in general, that's how everyone talks about it.
I just wanted, because you've never had anything like that before in your life, I wanted to make sure that you were prepared to be mentally strong enough to drink the whole thing.
I'm always mentally strong enough to do something like that. That's easy. There's nothing easier than that.
Because what I know about your diet is that it's mostly toast.
That's something that you like to make up.
I don't think that's what I make up.
He eats beef jerky.
I don't eat beef jerky. I mean, yeah, I like beef jerky. I don't eat it regularly.
I don't know.
I usually eat chicken. I eat some ground beef sometimes. I eat pasta. I don't eat anything crazy.
No, I always.
But I'm
it's
not,
your dad whose favorite food is toast. And
how'd
he's
you mix
constantly
up Cameron and my dad?
Well, it's pretty easy to do that.
My dad, Uncle Toast.
I may have a weak stomach, but I don't let it control my life. I go around puking and diarrheaing in people's bathrooms.
Exactly. Yeah. That's right. Show them who's boss.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That is actually alpha.
But anyway, my development on my war, which. I was just going to do this without even publicizing it, but I feel like this maybe is worth sharing. I made a decision, so I was out of town over the weekend too. Mm-hmm. And I was telling my mom about how mad I was about that Thursday crossword.
Yeah. I remember this shit.
And I decided, and she was like, why don't you, and this literally changed my life. She said, why don't you write the editor of the crossword a letter?
Whoa.
And I am going to start making letterheads, and I'm going, every time something pisses me off from now on, I am going to cleanse myself of the frustration by handwriting a letter
and
mailing it to them.
Oh my
to the
God.
The father-son duo.
I'm going to mail it to the editor. I'm going to mail it to the father-son duo. Yeah. I'm also going to, my Hokas, my shoes that are falling apart, I'm going to mail a letter to them because I had them less than a year. They're falling apart.
That's
I've been
unreal.
Treating them
we
well.
Need,
that's fucked up. They're expensive shoes.
We need
From the medical office of Dr. Cameron Fetter.
Yeah, that's
going to be the letterhead.
That holds some weight. Mm-hmm. I think that
I set a reminder because I was going away. I was in the car, like going away, and I set a reminder on my phone for today to say, write a letter to Will Shorts, the editor of the New York Times, and it just popped up like 20 minutes ago. So I'm going to go home and do that.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm excited to do about my war.
We need .com tie-in, right? Send us some money.
Yeah.
And it'll be Cameron's letters, and it'll be a new segment on the show every week where you read your letter is about to go out to the editor.
To?
What?
Who every week you send a complaining letter to somebody?
Yes.
I mean, it's not gonna. It's not. I don't want it. The thing is, this
rules.
Is for me. I'm not doing new rules, and I don't. Most of these letters, I feel like, are probably are not even gonna be worthy to be shared. Most of these letters are probably gonna be very,
awesome.
Very genuine.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, these are just things I'm actually mad about, and I need these people to know I'm mad at them.
Well, dude.
Isn't that incredible? Hit us up.
That is
Cameron,
an incredible
Cameron
idea.
Has some beefs.
That's like also just the perp. Like,
no free ads.
Sorry?
No free ads.
Oh, no.
We're not. No. We had no free ads. Yeah.
Bleep.com.
We're going to say bleep.com.
When you start sending these letters, will you send one to that bastard who has the name that with the anti-gay slur in it from the New York Times?
Yeah. Change your name.
Change your name, son.
What's his name?
I mean, ideally,
I wouldn't even whisper this name.
His name is Joel.
Joel.
Oh,
yeah.
Don't go around having that name.
But this is literally something where it changed my life so much. When my mom said that, and I went like, oh my God, this is something I should have been doing for like 10 years. This is like, so this is at the core of my being. Something
in your
that
biopic,
this is going to be my calling. This is what I'm going to be famous for. It's my letters.
In your biopic, it's going to be like Catch Me If You Can when Tom Hanks realizes that his name is Barry Allen. He's like, oh my God, he's a fucking kid,
dude.
it's going to be like an 88 year old guy.
Yeah.
My dream is that I get sent enough of these letters that somebody gets them and goes, oh fuck, it's this guy again.
Yeah.
Oh God, what did I do? I pissed him off again.
Yeah.
You know what they could call the biopic about you, man?
What?
Letters to the
Mail
editor.
Karen. because you're developing into a male Karen.
I'm this a proud male Karen.
M-A-I-L Karen. Yeah. This is male Karen behavior. You cannot be complaining about things. We do not do that.
It's not a complaint.
It's not a complaint. It's declarations
That's
of war.
That's a full complaint.
It's not a complaint.
Sending a complaint is complaining.
It's not a complaint.
How is it not a complaint?
It's a threat.
It's a letter
okay,
to the editor.
Then you're a male terrorist. Male Karenerist.
It's a postal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're going. That would be the biopic. Going postal.
Going postal.
Wait, we should just do that as the segment. Going postal with Cameron Fetter, mm-hmm. and it's about the letters that you've sent.
Yeah. I don't want a segment.
Shut up.
Fuck you, man.
Shut up.
Then I'll do the segment.
You guys are. I don't
fucking gift you this amazingly beautiful
segment.
I'm sorry
that I live for my art and I do everything. Even
you guys didn't gift me anything. I said a thing I'm going to start doing, and you guys went, "Oh, it should be a segment."
We came up with
the
whole thing. The whole thing was me and Pat coming
up. And then you're complaining about
our
saying
beautiful
it's a
capitalist brains thought of a way to loop this into more money.
How is it more money?
From.
You money.
They're gonna send me free crosswords.
They're not gonna send
free
you
shoes.
They won't send you shit.
They're gonna send me so much stuff.
They're gonna send you.
You guys are gonna feel like such idiots when I'm swimming in it.
You're gonna feel like an idiot when you're swimming in glitter from a glitter bomb that they send you from Mark Robler.
No way. First of all, I'm putting the return address of this office, and second of all,
Patrick is the only person
who checks the mail here.
True.
So Patrick is getting glitter.
But I would never open a letter addressed to you. That is a felony.
You would.
Dude, no.
My fucking wife throws away mail
is this
all
your war?
The time. Your no, wife? Actually,
your
my wife is against, my war is against my wife.
Really?
I'm doing an intermarriage war because my wife intermarriage war because here's why. My wife has started making fun of me because when I Google things, I say how come instead of why. And I didn't even think about that. But apparently I will search how come Chris Rock got slapped by Will Smith instead of why. Or dude. how come we do Imperial instead of Metric.
Yeah.
And
the
she
way
said that,
people,
that's...
Did you say it into like your Alexa?
No, she saw me.
How come?
Alexa, how come you a robot?
The way that people phrase their Google questions has always
it's
been
personal.
So funny to me. It's always so funny to see someone see somebody like type in a thing that's like perfect, like instead of and like Googling a word, like the definition of a word, typing in the word, like doing we're like abolition. What does it mean?
Yeah.
Like all is one thing. Like just like what are you doing?
All everybody my Google searches sound like a caveman is trying to find
I
out.
I think everybody has their own style with Google searches, and Google is smart enough that it is adapted.
I remember back in the day, what it would be is the old person.
Yes,
who your grandma sentence. Would use the computer and say, "Hello Google, why do birds wake up so early? Thank you."
There was
and you'd make fun of it because you'd get no answer.
A long
Nowadays,
time ago.
That's how you're supposed to Google.
Yeah.
And if you type in something like the way I type in a Google search, which is like birds morning wake up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how I
you
type.
Don't
you're
get
gonna
the
get
answer.
Nothing.
You get TikToks.
Yeah.
Brown belt, 36 size. That's how I type everything in. Brown belt.
That's how you're supposed. That's how you used to be supposed to type in.
There was
to pipe.
A data leak in the early 2000s, like 2004, 2005, something
a
like that. Data leak from AOL. What the hell?
If someone's a data, they're on a date, okay. And they leak.
But
data.
There was a leak in 2006 or something. AOL search got like posted, like every single person's like searches, and somebody went through and they found, they picked the best ones.
Dude,
and,
I love
there was
selections.
One, it was like... This guy looked up fantasy football mock draft 20 times, and then the final search was, "Can I butt fuck you?"
Are you sure this was real?
Wasn't
yeah,
there? Was,
I think so.
There was some news
fooled.
Story. What was?
I
what,
don't think I was. No, because some
was,
of these searches were very sad.
There was something that was recently that was like somebody. God, I wish I could pull it up. I don't remember what it was. Maybe we can find it. But it was like someone like killed somebody in their car and Googled like, "What happens if you are in this country and you kill somebody
oh,
going
dude,
this speed
this
at this
happens
car?"
All
like,
the fucking time.
Like, Googling the exact like,
this
like
is how they
every
catch
single
everybody.
Detail.
Isn't
yeah,
that
so
what Young Thug's lawyer was saying?
I would hide it. So if
you put out videos like that,
if I kill like say I killed two people going 50 miles per hour in my car on the highway in Germany, I would Google. I would be like, "What if you are in Great Britain driving a bicycle and you tickle three people going 48 miles per hour in a driveway.
Yes. Exactly. Trying to throw them off your tail.
Change each detail just a little bit so it doesn't throw up any flags. And you still get basically the same answer.
If I kill anybody, my first Google search is best restaurants Antarctica. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing I'm searching.
Yeah.
Because
then they're looking in Antarctica.
They're going to be like, oh,
well, that's the problem. You Google something like best restaurants Antarctica, what they're going to think is this guy is very intellectual.
Mm-hmm. Or he's a penguin.
He's very intellectual because he has an interest in Antarctica. He probably has a dark and clever mind capable of such a devilish crime.
Best order Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
I'd search that.
Oh my God.
Yeah. This isn't the one I'm talking about. This is a classic. I mean, there's a million things like this. So it's like you kill somebody, you Google, can you throw away body parts?
And the 10 ways to dispose of a dead body if you really need to. It's not legal to dispose of a dead body unless you really need to.
Yeah. Just if you really have need to.
Yeah. Mm. I think that sometimes I search things and I'm like, yeah, I think that could be. That could probably be construed poorly if I killed somebody.
I definitely have stuff like that.
Just because sometimes
you'll
get curious, you'll say.
Sometimes you got to look up a song lyric, right?
Yeah. Is it legal to have bones?
You hear a song you don't want to pull out Shazam, or you don't pull out Shazam at the time
and you
remember it later.
And you're searching the song lyrics. I just killed my wife. What do I do with the body?
Exactly.
I live in Ridgewood, Queens. Yeah. I put her in the dumpster right behind my house.
By Tupac.
By. Exactly.
Yeah. I think it's by Tupac.
I think it's by Tupac. Reddit. So end with Reddit.
That's so funny to end your search for like a song lyric with "I think it's by this artist."
That's a good way to get out of any single thing. It's just
lyrics.
Lyrics.
I think it's by this artist.
It's actually a really
and then they get charged and
awesome song
by Aminé.
By Aminé. What happened?
It's
to that fucker?
Yeah, is he around?
He gone, man.
I think he's still, probably
the reason he's not so popular anymore is because he chose a very bad name. It's similar to anime. People get confused, most likely.
True.
And then people are looking at Spice Girl anime.
You know who has
anime?
A terrible name and who also isn't around anymore? And that is what I think. Mr. Mister.
Yeah.
What a horrible name. They'd probably still be on the radio if it wasn't for that name.
You wouldn't like this next band, The.
Yeah.
Or that's The Band. The Band.
The Band, The, Mr. Mister.
Or Nirvana.
Or the Who?
Because Buddhists will be confused.
Yeah.
By Nirvana. Mm-hmm. They'll be searching for Nirvana, trying to find the
find peace.
Find peace. Yeah. And then they will eventually see a band.
Yeah. Then
they guys,
see Chris Novoselic.
Of
music?
Religion.
Speaking of religion, I'm having a low sugar.
I'm having a low.
Sorry, something's wrong with me today. I had very bad sleep because me and my wife fist fighting about this how come Google thing.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I had a bunch of airport dreams last night.
Yeah.
Really?
Getting on airplane stress dreams. And I would think it was about Tor.
I had a dream that me and all my brothers had big muscles. And we met up. I'm not kidding. We met up and we were like, oh, look at us. We all three have identically large arms.
That's awesome. That's
Wasn't
a
that a cool dream?
Yeah.
This war is the Crusades.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. The Crusades. Which, if you're not familiar with them...
And let me guess, you probably think we're talking about some cookware. Fucking TikTok aesthetic-ass nerds.
Mm-hmm.
You're gay.
We're not talking about an enamel pan. Uh-uh.
We're talking about the Crusades.
Welcome back to the 5 weeks of war.
Did that sound?
The war rages on.
Yes!
Another casualty.
Whoa.
Welcome to the...
Past.
Whoa, that's good. You did that well. The 5 weeks of war.
I saw a ghost.
The 5 weeks of war continues on. The battle rages on. This week, the Crusades, the ultimate fight between good and evil.
I don't know why we picked this one.
Talk about it, man. What do you mean why we picked this one?
I don't know anything much about it. I know about
I read about a website page. I read about 4 or 5 scroll bars worth of this while I was waiting to throw up. So I didn't retain so much of it.
What the fuck did you just do?
Just put it under the table.
You're fucking disgusting. You are disgusting today.
What did you put under the table?
I put a sin under the table. You're right in front of me.
I've done it before.
What? That's so gross, bro.
Oh my God.
Are you serious?
There's 5 or 6, yeah.
War has been declared.
Look under the table right now. No, from this side. From this side.
Wait, what?
Look from the front into the back.
It's pretty gross. I didn't know what to do with them.
What the fuck is your problem, bro? That's actually
that
so...
That is gross, yeah.
It's more than gross. That's like... What?
I can get rid of them. I can clean them.
That's insane.
War has been declared.
That's actually so crazy.
That is disgusting.
That's unbelievable.
You might as well
you put them in your pocket.
And then I throw
them
away.
That's his pocket.
Yeah, I guess
this
I could have put them in
table.
My pocket. I could have been putting them in my pocket.
Your hands
we paid
don't
a
go
lot of money
pocket.
For this table.
How much money?
Like hundreds of dollars.
Oh. Well, I can clean it
this
up.
This is a big, expensive table.
And you're ruining
this
it with
the best table
you might as well
we've
be putting
had.
Boogers under the table.
That's like... That's
check
like,
the tape.
they could be boogers. I mean,
check the tapes, bro. There's probably a booger under there.
We'll never be able to resell this table. When
we can
out of this
resell
office.
It, but
God, what was that even fucking talk? I don't know.
No, it's really...
you
really it's
fucked
really
me up, man.
Too far. Yeah.
I can't believe you tried to do that right in front of me in the middle of an episode. You tried
check
to hide
the,
a
check the
a
tapes,
zin.
Man. There's a few under there.
Ugh,
I've been
God.
Doing it for a while.
You get it's ins today. This never happens again.
Yeah, this never happens. Like, I was waiting to see when
this
I
is,
get caught.
You're so disgusting.
This is
today.
This is the picture of the kid in the Batman costume with the drawer full of pee.
Yeah.
This is the exact same level. This
you
is
got
a
caught.
This is a 3-year-old.
I can't believe
activity.
That you held a secret from us.
You have
so you
a
got
booger
caught
wall.
Live yeah. live on tape. On air.
That's
you
crazy.
I've been putting them on I just stopped caring after a certain point. I've been putting them under there.
Yeah, there's like 10 under there.
Yeah. It's I would throw up if I left them in.
Then put them away. Why do you even do them if they're making you throw up?
If you keep them in for too long, you get nicotine poisoning.
No,
and
no.
That's
no.
a serious
it
thing.
It hits strongest at the beginning.
No, because then you'd sit there and then it gets that like burn.
Okay. I'm gonna we'll talk about
this can't be
later. This is, I'm gonna bring you into the bedroom, into the master bedroom.
Well, if
I'm
you go into the bedroom, don't lift up the pillow because there's going to be a pile of fingernails under there.
No, it's toenails.
I didn't know you were this kind of person.
Yeah,
man.
That's yeah. really nasty.
Yeah, you are you know, I don't want to make you feel too bad where you kill yourself though. So I don't really know what to do because really is repulsive to
me. Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Okay. So the Crusades. yeah, we didn't really... I was pretty excited about this one because I didn't know that much about it. I bought a book.
I also knew nothing about it.
It was $18. Yeah. I put on my Kindle and I was sitting in my bed reading it.
Why are you buying
it.
Kindle books?
Because
let me put you on. I'm a hack for you. I will literally be your hacking warrior.
For real?
Yeah. You tell me any book you want. It's yours. On your Kindle. I mean, just any. I mean, you don't have to right now. I just mean, I'll show you how to
list some books.
Single book that
sing
I want.
Sing us some books right now.
Purple Crayon. Did I have that one?
Harold. And
probably
the
not
because
of the pictures. It's probably harder
I
to
just,
get on
I,
Kindle.
I don't care about the pictures.
Harold.
Okay,
and
then,
they
yeah,
have a Kindle exclusive
sure.
called Harold and the Black Crayon.
Harold and the Black and Gray Crayon. What other books do I want to read?
But paying $18 on a $18 for a book on a Kindle is crazy.
No, I paid yeah. $18. You had it right the first time.
Yeah. Bucks.
I traded books.
Yeah,
I traded $18.
You were trying to deflect book. Because that's more money you should spend on a paperback or hardcover book as well.
It used to be you. Could
I
do
was
that.
Fine
you
with
trade
it
books for books back in the Crusades times.
I was fine that's with true. It because I've been buying my groceries at Costco, so I've become rich.
You've been bragging about that,
dude. I literally opened my door. Right now, and then walk through my door, go into my kitchen, open my freezer door.
Okay.
You'll see about 15 packages of pre-made beef stew that you just have to boil it in
ooh,
a bag,
wow.
put it over some rice,
that's
add some
actually,
carrots. I made some broccoli and some kale. Been eating all this together with a little bit of rice.
That sounds
man,
awesome.
Man, that's good.
That does sound yeah. good.
Okay. Let's go through outfits.
Okay. So this is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
On my shirt.
And so we're Team Jesus.
And
obviously.
It also has kind of gothic medieval type text.
Yeah.
We don't have to read what it says.
Team Holy
Jesus
Roman
Christ.
Empire over here.
Yeah.
On the Crusades, in terms of the Crusades.
Hat with a horse.
Great bloody violence.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought it was going to be
biblical violence.
Violence.
And I have a monk hood on and. Well, it's covering up my horse hat. And they rode horses back then.
Dude, this is so Byzantine Empire.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is Byzantine?
This is hella Byzantine.
What about you? Yeah. Well, you have a shirt that says World and Life World. What is this?
Okay. Uh-oh.
What is this?
Oh, I know what he's doing.
Oh, is he showing off
dude,
his tattoo?
I don't got to wear a shirt that has God on it because I got him on me all the time. I put that on my skin.
And a dragon.
The dragon is what you're showing more.
Yeah,
no,
you're
I'm
showing,
showing
the dragon
this.
Oh, I see
camera.
You're showing.
That
yeah.
was to the camera.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew that I was fine on clothes and I didn't want to dress up like a Christian guy.
Right. You're not dressed like a Christian guy right now at all.
No,
I'm dressed like
no,
a homeless
guy. No, the beanie
guy.
And the long sleeve under the t-shirt.
You literally...
You couldn't be a youth pastor right now.
You're dressed like a guy first year of hardcore, and he's still Christian and gets into being like straight edge. That's that kind of shirt.
No, he would wear a button down.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, he would wear.
No,
he would wear that. Why are you being so mean to me?
Yeah, chill.
I don't understand.
This Zen booger thing got me all fucked up.
Yeah, you're gonna pin it on me right now.
Yeah, the Zen
that really was too far.
Really has killed.
I wish that wasn't revealed on camera.
Killed my entire mood.
You wish it wasn't revealed on camera.
Dude, your mom watches this show.
Yeah, she's going to know about that.
She's going to know that you... She's going to literally open up the kitchen cabinet and look under it, and you've been sitting there putting boogers and pubes under the kitchen cabinet.
Why are you bringing it back to this? You were being mean to Cameron.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
You need to apologize to Cameron.
He started being mean first, to be fair.
I did not.
We said I was dressed like a Christian.
No, we are not having a crusade right now against each other.
Why are we warring?
Why are we warring?
I
knew this would tear us apart. We said it week one. We said it week one that we would war against each other at some point.
I said that I would download any book for you, and I would show you how to download them. And then that started a fight.
Mm-hmm.
That started it, because then I said, I think, and then I said 18 books. Instead of $18.
You did. Mm-hmm. And then you tried to lie and say you said 18 bucks.
I know. Well, I was trying. That was less of a lie and, again, more of a joke.
See,
I don't think lying is funny.
See, we're communicating right now. We're talking this out.
Yeah. I don't want to
You know what
do
they could have done?
I want to have
in
a
In the
war.
Crusades? Just Killed. Talked it out.
No, they couldn't. They spoke different languages.
They could have just talked it out
They spoke different fucking languages. This is why wars happen most of the time.
Maybe
they don't speak the same language.
Maybe if somebody back then invented Esperanto, then
they
could
have
talked.
They both have McDonald's, which I think has become... the McDonald's rule about
right.
war or whatever.
There were basically different arches, which were the arches of architecture.
St. Louis.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Indeed. Arches of a mosque and a church.
Mm-hmm. Two different arches.
Two different arches.
I
Two arch enemies.
Two arch nemesis.
How many people? It was the Christians, the Muslims.
There were two
the
people
Muslims.
In the Crusades.
It was the guy from Monty Python and then the terrorist puppet from...
Jeff Dunham.
From Jeff Dunham.
But basically the Pope said... Was it Pope Urban?
Yeah.
Pope Urban II.
That was the 1095, man. Pope Urban sending the boys out.
He said, you guys got to go kill the Muslims. People said, why? And he said, well, it's due to our religion.
Yeah.
So everyone went and did that about 8 or 9 times over many, many generations. And then after about...
It's very funny.
After maybe, 100, however many years of 8 or 9 crusades...
250 years.
After about 250
like
years, people will say, hey, wait a second.
Wait, what the
maybe
hell?
Maybe we shouldn't listen to the Pope all the time.
Dude.
The
funny... It's the thing that I kept thinking when I was reading about the crusades... Oh, which again, I fell asleep reading the book. That's what I wanted to say earlier. Is that it literally is the South will rise again. That's like what the Crusades is.
Yeah.
Is like the Jerusalem gets taken over, and then like a bunch of like dumb guys who have farms are like, fuck that, man. We're getting that shit back right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And they just start heading down there. And then they accidentally kill a bunch of people who had nothing to do
with it. Yeah, they're all so fucking stupid.
Yeah,
none of them can read or march or do anything. It's just a bunch of guys all go. It's January
6th. Also, the Islamic world
Confederate
thought
flag.
Of Europe as like hicks. They were like, these guys are fucking idiots.
It's so
we have
crazy
libraries.
That it also just fully destabilized the Middle East forever.
Yeah,
it just destroyed.
Yeah. We would live in a completely different world if it wasn't for just the Pope Urban, who might be related to Keith Urban, actually.
I think so.
Yeah.
He was Australian?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, again, it's just
that's a crazy name for an Australian.
Keith Urban?
Yeah.
That is kind of crazy. It seems
pretty
a little
crazy
bit like
fucking name
Keith
for
Urban in Australia sounds like the name of a very controversial character from one of their TV shows.
Exactly. Yeah. Keith Urban.
Like if it's common in Australian SNL.
I would think Keith Urban would be on one of those posters you see around the subway that has like 5,000 different DJ names and it's like hosted by Keith Urban.
Yeah.
And he has a pinstripe suit.
Just
on.
A big like in gold font.
Yeah. And
a crown.
Watch.
A crown on top of the eye, the dotted eye.
Keith Urban.
Oh my God.
But yeah, the Crusades, I wish I could have been a part of it because I would have talked some sense into them.
Right.
And
I'd have said enough of this jibber jabber.
Yeah. Enough with this bull crap.
I would say if we're going to do this, let's do it right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Let's kill everybody so that nobody can tell the story.
Let's follow the rules is what I would have said. Let's follow the rules
follow
of engagement.
Follow the rules of war. Is that what they're called?
The rules of war? I think the rules of war could be called the rules of war.
Hmm.
I don't know what you would call the rules of war. But anyway, I would basically be there. I would be there saying, guys, first of all, we're going to be polite.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be organized. We're going to walk. We're going to march in rank and file. No more of this mob.
Yep.
Horde.
And we're only killing the men and the women.
And would it kill you to take a shower once in a while?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Can you clean imagine up. How good that would smell?
Get that dust out your butt.
Cut those fingernails.
Bunch of fucking Germans and that, French guys.
Get that dust out of your butt right now.
Let me suck it out. Here, you know what? Let's do it. You want to do your song?
We'll show the song that I found.
The song that you found, the archaeological discovery?
This is an archaeological discovery of a song that I found.
Okay. What's it called and who's it by? Or are you revealing that?
I just hit play. It's just a found song that was lost to time. We don't know anything about it. I think
it'll
explain
it. Can you turn it up more on there, Julio?
Let me tell you a little something about the Crusades, a war campaign in the Middle Age, a holy war that lasted lots of days. I'm done with the Crusades. They were very gay.
Whoa.
Stupid ass wars. I don't even like them. I'm glad the Christians died, the soldiers and pikemen. I'd rather talk about dinner and ice cream. Last night I had sesame ice cream. It was really good at this restaurant. A place so good, would recommend to an aunt. The food was so good, atmosphere was exciting. I couldn't believe all the food I was biting. A 5-course meal, each plate was delicious. This restaurant was very ambitious. Couldn't pay for it, had to wash the dishes. Then that reminded me about the Crusades. That happened before we knew about AIDS.
Yep.
Those Christians need to chill on all of my Muslims. Wish I could time travel and Muslim. The Muslims on the war because they were chill. I bet they had a battle on a hill. When I was a kid, I had to take a pill every single day when I would eat breakfast. One time I sold a tablet on Craigslist to a guy who was clearly gonna flip it. I was 14 when I did this. Then the guy started talking to my mom about the election and Ron Paul. He tried to ask my mom about smoking pot. My mom doesn't do that. No, she does not. She said she smoked weed one time in the 80s at an LL Cool J show. He loves the ladies.
When
anyway,
did you say this was found?
This is back then. I mentioned that they didn't know AIDS. They would fight every day with swords and blades. They did all of this because of religion. Imagine if God was just a giant pigeon and he ate birdseed and talked like Regis Philbin and he lived on top of a giant building.
Okay.
Anyway, the Crusades were crazy. I remember them, but my memory's hazy. I'm centuries old and I was born in 8080. I'm the oldest rapper ever and my name is Century Trevor.
Whoa.
Century
Century Trevor.
It's by Century Trevor, yeah.
Wow, so this is a guy
who's... This is one of the first recorded raps of all time.
Well we heard a caveman, one from BC times.
We heard, and then also... Well, one
it could have been by the same guy.
Also, it can't be one of the first recorded raps when he was talking about Craigslist, so it had to be recorded after Craigslist and LL Cool J.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So maybe he was one of the first...
Maybe he recorded this. This
rappers.
Is like kind of like a remix.
Yeah, it must be a remix.
Oh, shit.
A re-release.
Like Run DMC, Walk This Way.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's like when Kanye West would like change all of his song, like all the songs after he uploaded them to streaming services
something
already.
Like that. So he did it 2,000 years later.
Yeah, he uploaded it to Spotify back in 1100.
Mm-hmm.
And then like,
he uploaded it, but it didn't exist yet.
Yeah.
So he didn't.
Yeah. So it just went nowhere.
When they booted, when they started the Spotify servers, this was just already there.
This was the first song.
Somebody must have uploaded this.
It was like being friends. It was like being friends with Tom on MySpace. It was already happened.
Or that goddamn U2 album.
Oh, fuck.
Don't even get me started on that shit, by the way.
We need to literally start a Crusades about that.
Yeah.
I would like to walk up to Bono's house and blow him up with a pipe. I hate Bono. I hate U2 so much, except for this song. Hello, hello. Hola. I'm in a place called Vertigo.
Almost.
That's a great song. But the rest of these shit songs, fuck you, Bono.
That's my parents' favorite band, and we went on a road trip to Ohio.
Gave 100 burgers to Africa. Mm-hmm. Shut up. Get out of my face. I fucking hate you, bitch.
We went on a road trip to Ohio when I was 17 or 18, and my parents' only album they listened to the whole trip was the new U2 album, From the Phone.
Wow, man.
I've heard that album so many times in my life without my own, not on my own volition. I heard it.
That shit was so crazy where like you couldn't even delete it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it would just like do the thing where it was like, oh, you can re-download it, but it's still in your library.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane that they did that.
Yeah. We should pay to have an episode put on those Samsung smart fridges so whenever somebody gets water, they just like, as long as the tap is down, they
what
hear us talking.
What if you could eat your poop? What if you could eat your own shit? I'm
eating
shit and
poop. Fucking a bag.
Mm.
And then take it away.
It's a good idea.
It's a great
idea. It's a good idea, for sure.
We really need to hire somebody to just develop apps for every possible type of smart device.
Did you hear that U2 song? Or what was the fucking... There's this video of Bono in the 80s where somebody says, like, U2 loves SF, and they're playing in San Francisco, and Bono thinks that the SF means Sinn Féin, and in the middle of the song, what's like, that? There's the part in Sunday Bloody Sunday where they would just, like, the band just plays, and then he goes on a rant.
Yeah. And, is he Irish?
Yeah, yeah. And he's going on a... He goes on, like, a three-minute rant.
Irish.
Goes on a three-minute rant at this guy holding up the sign that says U2 hearts SF, and he's like, I don't... What they're doing in Ireland is fucked up. You can't be waving a fucking sign that says, I love Sinn Féin. And all you hear in the... You hear the doo-doon, 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 and he's just yelling at this one guy, and then later he's just like, I'm sorry I did that.
He switches to an American accent.
I forgot I'm in San Francisco.
Dude, I mean, is he? He's not like a rock star who did drugs, right?
No.
I would fucking hope
he,
not.
His drug in the 80s...
You can tell from their music.
Yeah. His drug is love.
The drug that he got addicted to in the 80s was America. Then he made like two, I think, Rattle and
Going
Hum
on the
and,
Today
the,
Show.
And the Joshua Tree. All of those songs, all those albums, they were just like a new wave band. And then they were like, we're gonna be white blues musicians now. And then they just made all these...
That's one of the most noble professions.
They went to Harlem.
Of all time.
There's
a white blues musician.
You two got into Harlem?
They went to Harlem and they recorded this song.
They got
they let
like
them in.
A red rope, like a velvet.
Yeah.
That's a VIP section of New York City. That's a VIP
section. It's in the documentary Rattle and Hum. It's a video of them like playing
the
with BB King or something. I have seen and heard every single thing that U2 has ever released. Any like demos, like fucking like my dad is like how Deadheads are.
Did you see the
but with U2?
Have they seen him live a bunch of times?
Yeah. Oh, my first concert that like
was U2.
My parents took me to go see U2. And I was like,
awesome.
I didn't fucking.
Did
it was
see
on the U2, 360
the
tour.
U2 laser light show at the planetarium at the Museum of Science in Boston.
I bet my mom fucking did. I bet my mom went.
I went
a
to the Metallica laser light show in.
That sounds
North
way better. That sounds
laser.
Sick.
That laser light show would have been fire if it was a band that I knew or cared
about. Yeah, if it was a band that had like songs that warranted a fucking laser light show.
I mean, who? I don't even know how many bands. I mean,
Pink Floyd.
To be honest,
that's a good one.
I remember from the laser light show. That
would
be a
drug.
Good one.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, yeah, but then you're going there.
The U2 laser
drugs.
Light show. I remember from it is Sunday Bloody Sunday, and there was like they did a laser thing of a kid getting shot.
Yeah.
And then it was she moves in mysterious ways, and they did a thing of a woman dancing. Just the most like
Yeah, because Sunday Bloody Sunday, that's about the Troubles, and then like to go from a song like their most famous song is a protest song about the Troubles, and then their next most famous song is like, "Oh, Lara Croft is jumping."
Yeah, I want to become a famous band in the style of U2, and I want our hit song to be called "Bouncing Woman."
Yeah. Bouncing woman.
She bounces like the light in above, and the stars are coming.
Yeah,
that's what every single new U2
like
song
line.
Sounds like. They all
the
like,
rock stars are coming.
They all every single U2 puts out a new song. They put out a new album every couple years, and every single song sounds like it's like the new Hyundai Elantra is coming soon.
They debut every song in a car commercial.
Yeah, that's what it all fucking sounds like. And it's like you listen to the lyrics of the song, and it's like, this song is actually a touching tribute to Joey Ramone. And it's like, yeah, all right, if Joey Ramone was like obsessed with mid-size SUVs.
I feel like Bono lives in a different... He lives in like Ready Player One.
Yeah.
Where just everything is just different cultural touchstones that he writes songs about.
He's white Will.i.am.
Yes, yes.
That's what he became.
He doesn't know.
White
Will, he's not a super genius inventor.
No.
But he is a very similar. He's white Will.i.am.
If Will.i.am was
he's
obsessed
white,
with...
White I am.
Yeah, he's white. Yeah. If Will.i.am was obsessed with peace instead of microchips.
Yeah, instead of a tiny phone that talks
to you. Peace is so important, though.
It is, though. You got to give it a chance.
I fucking hate peace.
Go crusade.
You got to give peace a chance. John
Lennon. Yeah, I'll have some peace. Yeah, peace of war.
Yeah.
Dude, imagine how amazing the music was in the crusades when you're marching on that march. Yeah, it's a big, big house where we can play football. Big, big house. It's my father's house. Stab a Muslim in the stomach.
With a pike.
Yeah, with a pike, you're dead.
Speaking of John Lennon, and I know that there is a you can hit warning, but I know there is a ceasefire, but the electrician said the most amazing quote of John Lennon to me when he was trying to explain to me.
He was trying to explain to me
why they couldn't get something done one day. And he went, you know, it's like John Lennon always says, sometimes you just got to say, hey, let's let it be.
That is awesome.
That is really
hey, let's let it be.
Sometimes you just got to say.
John Lennon said, hey, let's let it be.
Sometimes you just, John Lennon once said, sometimes you just got to say, hey, let's let it be.
And then, like, I think they wrote the song based off
you know who sings it?
Yeah.
Paul McCartney.
John Lennon.
Paul McCartney.
Well, no, John
sings
Lennon
song.
Say, hey, let's let it be.
Yeah. Well, that's what demo. He said when he says they're going to play the song.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, let's let it be.
Let's
yeah.
let it be. Hit it.
He saw him live, probably.
Yeah. He probably did. He saw them on that roof.
Oh, wait. We never got your report.
Yeah, I have a report.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
We usually do the report first. The protein's coming back.
It's something terrible in my throat, some kind of phlegm or sticky
you
substance.
You are being poisoned.
Something
by
really
an
bad
external
is happening
force.
To me this very second.
You're getting phantom threaded.
This is a
threaded.
Really bad time to throw
you're getting
it to
phantom
me, but
threaded
it.
By me in the gym.
Mm.
I would believe it.
What's phantom thread about?
It's about a...
I thought it was about dresses.
It's about a poisoner.
Oh, he poisons his wife?
No, she poisons him so that all he right, keeps
spoiler.
Her around because she's mid and he only fucks baddies.
There's a mid in that movie?
Yeah, midwife.
A midwife?
Well, there's no. There's not.
But what does a midwife do?
A midwife
delivers
sits there.
A baby.
When, no. A midwife sits there and the doctor delivers a baby. And she goes, go doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Go doctor. Yeah. Go
Dr. Robert. Dr. Robert.
Yeah.
Here we go.
You got this,
here
Dr. Schwartz.
And then the baby comes out and the midwife says, you should name her Witch Hazel.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You should name her Witch Hazel. And we should eat the weird thing that fell out.
Mm. Yeah. We should turn that to a stew.
Yeah.
Placenta stew.
Would you eat the placenta?
I would.
What movie is
I'd
the reason
anything,
why
bro.
I know why people say that?
I know about that because
like
of
some
a bloodhound gang
movie
eating placenta.
They say like, yeah, we ate the placenta. And when I was 8 years old, I asked my mom, what is a placenta? And she said, it's a disgusting thing that witches eat after they give birth.
I know about placenta because of a bloodhound gang interlude skit on their album. I'm pretty sure it is Use Your Fingers.
I think I saw a placenta.
Yeah. Of an animal. It's just the
I saw
name
my,
of
my,
it
my
is
cat,
so gross to me.
I had a cat, Smokey, and she pushed placenta. Out her whole... Actually, she pushed out her uterus when she gave birth to
you
cats.
You saw a goat's placenta?
Yeah.
She pushed out her whole uterus, and I saw a bloody thing on the floor when my cat was giving birth. It was weird.
It's weird.
But there's a Bloodhound Gang skit called The Evils of Placenta Hunting. And it's a guy knocking on a door and then going, excuse me, have you seen my wife's placenta? And then it goes into a rap song that has an R2-D2 sample.
I fucking hate the Bloodhound Gang.
Podcast about List presents
Me Too.
Show and Learn with Cameron
Chill.
Fetter. A swashbuckling
chill on the,
into the world
Bloodhound
of archaeology
Gang, bro.
And war. Sponsored
we could get Jimmy
by the
Pop
Smithsonian
Philly show.
Institute.
Most think of the Crusades as wholly motivated by religious zeal. Bloodthirsty raids fueled by Christian fervor. And it's true, this was a major cause of the Crusades, of course, but there were other factors at play as well, one of the most overlooked being economic factors. Now, why do people do anything these days? Well, to sell merchandise. And the medieval world was not so different from the world of the present. So today, on loan from the Smithsonian, we have an original first printing piece of merchandise sold at the First Crusades.
What is it, man?
Oh, my God.
Wait.
Would you like to hold this up for everyone,
yeah,
Patrick,
hold
and
this
model
shit
it?
Up. Yeah, so this is a hat.
Mm-hmm.
A hat that says God Rocks.
And it's got it's really kind of a sick hat.
This
it
says,
has a weird, very interesting style of paneling on this.
This is a baseball cap.
Wow.
In two of the national colors of both England and France, blue and white, which the flags both have blue and white on them.
This is a strange there. Five-panel hat.
Reads on it in a medieval Christian mantra, God rocks, along with the symbol of the Christian church, the cross. Now, these hats were shoddily produced at a low price and then sold from pop-ups off to the side of battlegrounds during the Crusades. Marauding Christians would buy them and wear them for portraits, which they would post on the medieval equivalent of Instagram stories, which was when you took a painting and hung it around your neck. Sometimes Muslims also bought the hats and wore them ironically. But of course, hipsters. Hats weren't the only merchandise sold at the Crusades.
You're fucking kidding.
And look at how beautiful this hat looks.
Wait, I'm going to go ahead and get my head ready.
I said hats weren't the only.
Yeah, he said that.
Whatever this is, it's going on my head.
There were also shirts, sweatpants, laptop stickers, which are stickers that go on your lap, ale mugs, and of course, statuettes and sculptures.
Okay. This now, better be a hat, bitch.
This is a sculpture
okay. Of
a popular character from the time named Podrick the Prudent. Wow, that looks great on your head, Caleb. It's kind of going out of frame a little bit. Yeah, good slouch. Now, Podrick the Prudent appeared in hundreds of the medieval equivalent of cartoons, which is when somebody tells you a story. Each story involved Podrick the Prudent upholding the Christian values of piety, charity, and brotherhood while denigrating the Muslim values of being Muslim. Podrick the Prudent statuette sales shot through the thatched roof, so to speak, and it became the most popular item to buy at the Crusades pop-up stands by far. Podrick the Prudent was the name on everyone's tongues, at least until the real Podrick the Prudent that the statuette was based on converted to Islam and changed his name to Podrick Geometrical.
It's a baby.
Sales went way down in the Holy Roman Empire, but an enterprising Muslim in Istanbul named Caleb X took the licensing rights and made a small fortune. Caleb X lived a life of luxury until his head was cut off by a G-string while participating in a wet thong contest.
He sounds cool.
And these are some items of merchandise from the original Crusades.
Check out how this hat looks.
You look like a hipster.
So this was like this is like tailgating stuff. Because that's really what the Crusades were. It was a big tailgate. People are grilling lizards and shit. And then you get there. And then the game is not that exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the journey was fun as fuck.
It's a very interesting style of hat.
It's strange, isn't it? They didn't know how to make hats yet back then.
I look like Caleb now.
I just spilled my hat. How did you fucking... This hat is a... Very thin.
Yeah,
didn't have
it's
the
crazy.
Best materials
yeah. It's
then.
Thinner than even a T-shirt.
Yeah, it is quite thin. Man.
It's very thin.
It's like it seems like it's made out of a bad restaurant's napkin.
Yeah, yeah. And you can see this.
Well, don't pull that, man. Ow! Ow! That's my hair. No, I'm kidding. It's a string from the show.
This is by far the worst hat I've ever found in my life.
Yeah, it's like they tried to make it a traditional baseball style, but forgot. The one, like, you're supposed to put another panel, like, around here, and it's just, like, this is not supposed to be this small.
Yeah. You really do. Now you have the hat that says God Rocks and a shirt that says Life World.
You do look like, you look like you're on a mission trip, yeah.
Me showing up in Africa like this on my own little kind crusade.
With this, with the...
Yeah.
Look what, oh, this
Guys,
is a thing from America.
Who likes TV here? You know, Star Wars is actually an allegory for the gods.
For the Crusades.
For the Crusades. I actually did see something the other day, which is
it's a Vietnam War. Is crazy.
Huh?
It's a Vietnam War.
No, this is a video that had about 120 views on YouTube that popped up, and I watched it, and it was about how Star Wars is a rejection of evolutionism.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, huh, interesting. And he said... Yeah, it's evolutionism because he kills his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's actually pretty
And there's
cool.
only two Siths, right? So it's a rejection
two
of
Sifters.
Evolution. Two Sith, husband and wife, while the Jedi, thousands of them, polyamory liberal lifestyle.
Ew. Oh, get away from me, polyamorous liberals.
Think about that.
That's what I would do if I had to go on a mission trip to Africa. I'd say, dude... I'm sick of these polyamorous liberals, aren't you guys? Mm. Let's just get married with each other.
And what happened to coffee-flavored coffee?
Yeah, that would work. That would work. The thing is, all the TV show, all the TV shows are a couple years behind. They get the old TV shows when they finally get dubbed. Somebody needs to dub Dennis Leary and send that shit to Africa.
You're just trying to do anti-woke comedy on your mission trip.
What are you talking about, man?
We don't know what
that would actually go over so well in Africa.
Well, it depends
on what part. I watch a lot of African YouTube videos, and I look at African Twitter a lot. And that's I would say that anti-wokeism is even more popular there than it is here.
They sound I'm talking about secluded, like trying to.
You're thinking of the Lion King.
Yeah.
You want to go to the Lion King and tell the
tribe. No, I'm talking about social media.
My God.
What are you being racist
Even think
again?
I want to say it.
Say it.
I thought that the Amazon was in Africa.
Yeah.
For a second there. I was thinking about a secluded tribe.
There it is.
It was in the Amazon.
It comes out again. The accidental, insane level of racist
Why would that?
I don't know if that one's that racist. It's just more.
It's geographic.
It's racist to not know everything about Africa. Ask me one thing.
What is the favorite food of the different countries?
Fufu.
Okay. That tracks.
Fufu is real. It's a paste that.
What
they
is
eat.
The most popular song on the whole continent? The national anthem.
Which is Ayaz Replay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the national anthem.
It's based
Africa.
On the national.
I don't think there is a national.
Why wouldn't there be?
Yeah, it was a trick question.
Why wouldn't
there
be?
It was a trick question. There's no national anthem for the whole continent.
What continent?
Of Africa.
South America?
South America is not Africa.
Africa's in South America.
Yeah, they're the same shape. I thought it was like a nesting egg. I thought
Africa
was
part of
right
South
in
America.
The middle of South America. Just like that. Guys, what
I've been watching these, I watched these African YouTube videos where it's like a guy who has like an iPhone and he lives in a village in like, I think, Kenya. And it's really funny because it's fun to watch, but all the videos are like an hour long and they're literally the most boring videos you can ever watch on YouTube because they don't understand how to hold your attention or what's in, like, they lead pretty interesting lives, but I don't think he really understands what would be interesting.
He's
to
not
like
so good
somebody
at vlogging.
Yeah. So it's usually just like him, like he'll just be walking in his village and he'll just like see somebody and go up to them and start like just talking to them. It's just him filming himself talking to them, being like, "So why aren't you in school today?" And the guy's like, "Yeah, I didn't go to school today." And he's like, "Oh, okay." But, and they just talk for like 20 minutes, just like just about nothing.
So it's just them being very friendly to each other.
That's why I love
it's just them walking through everywhere and going, "Hey," and just talking to people.
That's why I love the videos of the good vlogs that I've been watching are the ones of the guys from Africa who have moved to China and they just walk around and just record people going like so crazy freaked out.
Yeah. You showed me that thread. That African Twitter thread where it was like ugly man thread.
Oh yeah, post.
That is sad. That made me sad.
I went through.
Finally a
thread. I went through and I replied to almost every single one of them and I said, "Bro, get yourself out of this thread. Bro, you look like Cupid.
Yeah,
bro,
they
get
were
out
handsome.
Of here."
They were most of them.
A lot of them were handsome guys.
Some of them were ugly.
They're clearly fishing.
Some
of them
were ugly,
but some of them were kind of pretty ugly. Yeah. I'm gonna be honest. Yeah, but the handsome guys, I would do those guys.
Yeah,
you heard it here first.
Despite my outfit, I would do a guy. Sorry. Guys, what better way to delve into the history? Now I just want to talk about Africa.
Yeah.
But we can't. Although this did take place in...
Parts of it.
Some parts of Africa.
Parts of what we now know as Africa. Back then, it was called Pangaea.
Exactly. Yeah. And it was... They dared not go there for fear of dinosaurs. But now we know it as Africa.
The Crusades took place in Pangaea.
Didn't Pangaea sound sick as fuck?
Yeah,
I want to go to China. Let me just walk there, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me take our one road.
Yeah, I'll take. Dude, the Pangaea would have been.
What
amazing.
Was what was Gondwana land? Gondwana? Is that also
the
one?
Fuck
of, that's
you
also
about?
A supercontinent, I think. Maybe.
I only know about Pangaea. That was all we learned in
that
my
was a
school.
Good name too.
Gondwana land.
That I get why I didn't stick. It's
land?
Hard to say.
Yeah,
Pangaea
you were Gondwana all the land when you were on Pangaea because all connected.
Wait, say it again.
You were Gondwana all the land.
Going on
all the land. Gondwana all the land, because it was all one massive
just
land.
Called, I don't know where I got land from. It's just called Gondwana.
Show me my audio that I have been producing.
Oh, this is part of the documentary.
Documentary thing that we're doing. That I'm doing.
Welcome once more to podcast about List's journey through the history of Warsaw. This week,
Warsaw?
The Crusades, Europe's bloody holy war against the Islamic world. Now, let's be off to the year 1095. To start time traveling, everybody close your eyes and hold the hand of the guys next to you. You actually did it. I can't believe that. You looked gay. Ew. Okay. For real now. Let's go.
What?
Just stick out your lips and kiss me. Oh my god. You were actually going to do it. You were you so gay. Okay, let's go. You so gay. Okay.
What?
I've walked all the way from Europe on behalf of the Pope to do something. But crikey. I've forgotten what it was.
I've been saying to start to stay at Bisa. You see, I'm a Turkish Muslim here in Jerusalem. I understand it's a long journey, so it makes sense that you might forget why you came. If you think of it, just let me know.
Wait, sir, I will just call the Pope on my phone. Oh, crap. I just realized I'm old. I guess it probably wasn't that important. Let's just chill in various temples and sesh. With no destruction and no slaughtering.
Well, that's good news. I'm glad we can just be in peace together with no fighting and no thousands of deaths.
Okay, so, like I said, I fell asleep when I was reading that book, so I didn't really get to any.
You didn't get to the violence part.
I didn't really get to the war. So
yeah. That makes sense.
I just kind of wrote it like how I kind of hope it happened.
Yeah.
You know, and by the way, I would like to say all that nonsense blabbering, I didn't write that. I swear to God, it just came. There's artifacting with the 11 Labs thing sometimes.
Right. The AI voice really nailed the voice of someone in ancient Istanbul.
Yeah, it sounded so ancient.
Because I use AI to synthesize exactly what their accents would sound like.
From samples of their vocal cords and their DNA and how their voice would have formed in their throat.
Oh, 3D printed maps of their throat.
I have...
You have a lot of 3D printed throats in your house.
I do. So I just use one of those.
I thought that would work.
Let me go to my collection of 3D printed throats and let me go to the ancient section. What's your nationality?
Mummy fleshlight, the mouth fleshlight. I've always wondered about this mouth fleshlight, man. Is there a tongue in that thing?
Yeah, there is.
Does it move?
No. You got to move it yourself.
Does it talk?
With your thumb?
You can make it talk.
Hey, how you doing?
Da, 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 da.
Gee, I'm really hungry.
Yeah. You know what? I need some cock.
Well, I wouldn't make it talk like that. I'm trying to make it.
Hey, God, see, you've got a cock there.
That would make me so fucking horny. Yeah. That would turn me on. That would get me so fucking hard.
Hey, mister, I give you a dime. You let me suck your cock?
That sounds like a child.
That doesn't sound like a cock.
What kind of kids are you hanging out with, man?
That's a London street urchin kid.
That's not a London street urchin. That's how people in the 30s talked.
Mister.
The mister. Say, the mister is what pushed it over the edge.
Sir, how about...
Hello, sir.
Say,
We're two 40-year-old men. Yep. We're both fathers.
Uh-huh.
Why don't I suck your cock for a dime?
This is a sex toy that you've invented?
Yeah.
And it's one of those boxes that has the pussy and the asshole
but it's got a picture
and the mouth.
But it's Jimmy Stewart. Yeah.
Now listen, I'm going to suck your cock. It's gonna be awesome.
Jimmy's just like tattooed on the fake skin on top. That's awesome.
A bit of stubble.
Why don't they just go all the way? Why don't they just make?
They stitched a little bit of stubble into the mouth.
Why don't they do a fuck? I've seen those.
That exists.
Yeah. It has like just a little tiny black pieces of silicone.
Whoa. Oh my god,
it's awesome. I've looked at a lot of these because the reviews are really funny. Why don't they just put the sex? Why don't they make like a sleeve for a PlayStation 5 that has all that extra stuff on it?
They do.
What?
That has a fucking sex hole.
So it's a PlayStation 5?
Place to jack it off.
They have.
But then also, no, they don't.
It's called Sexstation Fuck.
Why would it? It's not even got a number? Oh, it's the first one.
It's the first one.
Because they didn't invent
Sexstation Fuck 2.
The Sexstation Fuck 2.
Fuck 2's got two holes, and then they just keep adding holes after that. Five?
I feel like, I guess it would be better if it was like it was like, I mean, it should be a PlayStation, but if they, it was a version of it where it's like a Nintendo Switch, where it also has that, like, it's not like you're sitting on that, like, you have to, it has to also have the controller and the screen all as part of it.
Yeah.
You know what,
like,
I mean?
When, like, the GameCube add-ons, when you see, like, all the proprietary, or the third-party
GameCube
add-ons.
Like, it has to
add-ons.
Be that you're fucking it. It has to have holes on the bottom that you're fucking. Uh-huh. Also a screen that you're looking at. And it also has to have extend long, so your arms are completely, you know, if you're playing the Switch and you got the Joy-Con separate, yeah, mm-hmm, and you're lying back on the couch and you have your arms apart, mm-hmm, it
for
has
wings
to be like that. Yeah. But your arms are, like, manacled to the wall.
Yeah.
And it's fucking you.
They need to,
it's interesting because this was like what they were fighting about in the Crusades.
It's similar.
Was this invention. They
I
were
know
fighting
we've talked
over
about
this.
The beer, yeah, fleshlight before, but why don't they do, they need to make more that are like more incognito ones, mm-hmm, besides the beer. There needs to be like one that's a golf bag.
Diet Coke.
It needs to be basically
kind of the same vein as
can
beer.
No,
yeah,
no, more like larger thing. Like maybe a whole
what
house.
It should be, yeah, what it should be is just, I was about to say, is like, it's just, there's one on the wall and you just like scoot,
yeah,
the bookcase out of the way when you're like, your wife is out
the
of the room and you,
house
you pull
is a
one book and it like slides to the side. And there's just, it's like all, it's just a blank wall, but there's just one little hole.
It's like the,
fucking,
yeah. It's like how like some houses have central vacuums.
It's so much more expensive than a normal,
yeah,
house.
Yeah.
Just this one hole. Well, the whole
and
thing's
this,
a
all
flesh,
your cup just goes into
ever
the wall.
And just drip. It's starting to bubble
it's
out.
It's dripping into the basement.
It's just
there's
a panel.
A leak in the basement, yeah.
Honey. There's two panels on the wall. One of them's a light switch, and one is a thing that you flip up, and there's just a hole right there.
I think it is a good idea.
Oh,
man.
Honey, yeah. It seems like there's a leak in the basement, but it's weird. I mean, you'd think it would be under the kitchen or the bathroom. It looks like it's under the study.
Or maybe one of those... maybe one of those cars that just sits on the lawn all the time.
The
one
GTO.
Of the ones that doesn't move.
A, yeah, Pontiac.
One of those.
You just
a
get
Pontiac
into it.
You get into
it
and just start. You just see this
on your
through
front
the windshield.
Lawn.
Just a guy,
yeah,
doing this up and down.
There's my husband.
Like, why is he in that? I'm trying to get it to start.
He just sits out there. Sometimes he pretends to drive.
He just sits out there. And he just works on the fucking,
yeah,
charger.
He,
man,
says that's how he's working on it.
Yeah,
he
just, he
says this is the only way to get the engine to start.
Yep.
God, it's so funny
it,
to me to have
silicone
it.
He thinks that's what jump starting means.
To have it be like, it's like one, it's like literally all it is like a silicone hole,
yeah,
that's just on something that's really big that has a normal purpose that it doesn't,
yeah,
like, you know,
but
it being
it's
on,
sold
on
as
like
a
it's
fleshlight
on like the side of the oven or,
yeah,
something, or like
it's an entertainment console.
Yeah, just like something, yeah, where it's like when companies
TV
around you like put the ottoman, yeah, up to it, but like
I said, that video.
You're fucking the side of the TV.
Yes, and it's such a
just
weird
anything
spot.
That's, yeah.
So it's just the back of the trash can.
No, my TV's liquid cooled. That's the puddle under the, yeah, that's the puddle
it's
under
a,
the
it's
console.
It's like under the sink where you keep all the, like, you open it up, you like move all the Clorox wipes and the drain,
yeah,
and stuff, and it's like in the wall at the back. You have to like put your lower body into under the sink and start like fucking the wall.
It's behind the handle on a Lazy, yeah, Boy recliner, and you take it out.
You're trying to, you do it, you like try to put it behind your armoire in your bedroom, yeah, but you set it up wrong, and it goes into the bedroom. Goes through the wall. It's your mother-in-law staying with you in the guest bedroom, and she just hears some noise, and she like wakes up, and she looks around, and she's just coming in.
There's no
the latex paint. The latex paint of the wall is just bumping back and forth.
That's such a good idea. Yeah.
At the end.
Oh my
just
god!
Just into the trash can, yeah, in the guest bedroom.
I think there's a mouse in your room. I think you have termites. Or a fleshlight on a termite.
Yeah, my landlord painted over
the
a
opposite.
Mouse.
Also,
yeah, on
of
something
an
really
an
small
ant
that moves
that has a giant fleshlight attached to it,
yeah,
and you bury the fleshlight so it looks, yeah, like an ant is sticking out of the ground.
Or an anthill in your yard.
Yeah, that's good too. Wouldn't it? A bunch,
yeah,
of fake ants sitting
your
on
neighbor
it all the time.
Catches you fucking a pile of sand.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Here's one.
What?
Put it on
lawn
the
flamingo.
Put it on the door. Put the hole in the door. You stand still and you just open and close the door.
That's very smart. Very fucking smart. Thank you for that.
It could work.
I think this is a good idea.
Yeah, this is an amazing idea.
Or, yeah, the electrical box. Something that your house needs so badly,
yeah,
that you don't have one because you replaced it with a sex silicone version of it.
Mm.
It's really funny to me if the thing still works, too. Like,
yeah,
if it's,
yeah,
like, it's your...
it's your washer.
Yeah, you just got it... like, you just put a hole in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your fridge...
The fridge is just
anything. It's like so wait, it's too low down. It's like around
the
corner.
These ice cubes are really cloudy.
The tray just has a fleshlight taped to the bottom of it.
Oh, we need to start using filtered water.
Putting the hole like on the back of the fridge and like really low down, so you have to like scoot the fridge out from the wall, and then you have to lie on your side and curl around the fridge. And you hold the front and you fucking lie on the ground.
You're under. It also has one on the bottom, so you could go under like a mechanic and eat the fridge's pussy. You come home and your husband
is
just...
smart TV. It's a smart TV too, but only on the bottom. It has one LCD screen that's right.
A guy who has T2, he has holes on pussy on everything in his house. Yeah. Any situation, like right, if I have guests over and they're chilling in the kitchen, like I'm going into the living room, I'm fucking the chair.
There's our feature movie, I think, that we just invented right now.
The Pleasure Man.
It's not
House of Pleasure.
House of Pleasure. And if you want to see more amazing ideas like this, come see us.
We actually do have one that's kind of similar to that.
What?
Came up with today.
We can't talk about it.
Oh, right. If you want to see more amazing like ideas like this, come see us on tour.
Yes,
we are going to Boston, Chicago, Toronto, Atlanta, Philadelphia.
Beautiful.
One more city. That's five.
And then
the podcast, us three, we are going to be in Minneapolis, Detroit, and Carrboro, North Carolina.
Beautiful.
What days? I don't remember, but you can go to swagpoop.com/shows and look this up yourself.
It's all on there, guys, and the tickets are nice and expensive.
And Philadelphia is over halfway sold, so if you want to get tickets, if you want to sit, because they're going to have standing room, if you want to sit down and watch this show, buy your ticket now. Also, how many did we sell in Boston?
I think we're more
than halfway sold out for Boston. Yeah.
Anyway,
so get your
tickets
now.
The point is that most of these shows, in fact, I'll say all of them, are selling very fast and very well, and they're still far away. So I know a lot of you guys are probably the type of person who goes, oh my God, there's a show on Tuesday night.
Even if you can't make it because it's selling so well, will you at least just say like, bro, congratulations.
Yeah,
on like being so good.
Comment down below
on the
video.
Or just buy a ticket and scalp it afterward.
Or buy a bunch of tickets and sell them out front. If you do that, if somebody buys like 18 tickets and just stands out front and sells them to people,
I like making money.
That's fine. We'll give you
something. I might do that.
That's not a bad idea.
I get a discount.
That's a really funny idea for us to stand out front and sell our own tickets.
Yeah, not a bad idea at all.
Yeah.
Okay, gang.
So come see us for that.
What's the war of this next one?
Next war will be we're finally into what I consider to be the modern era.
The modern era of war.
The American Revolutionary War. Mm.
And this one is going to be very, very
American.
And American. And
freedom.
I think you're going to like which side I end up being on. I think it might be a bit of a surprise which side I support.
British.
Oh,
you spoiled it.
I got the Civil War mixed up with the Revolutionary.
We're not going to do the Civil War.
Okay.
Actually, maybe we will.
I thought we had it on the list.
Maybe we will. And that one, you're going to be very surprised, which is which side I am on. Okay. Bye, guys.
All right, bye.
Not giving up something piously.
You got to be like us, Republicans. You got for Lent, you got to really go for it. You got to give up something like doodling.
Yeah, I gave up doodling.
I gave up doodling
also.
I doodled on Wednesday a lot. I was waiting,
but that was in anticipation of Lent.
No, I got back into doodling.
You're still doodling
during Lent. I gave up something different.
I gave up gagging on stuff.
Yeah.
Being gagged.
Gagging. Putting my mouth so far down on something that I gag.
I gave up doodling and scribbling.
Yeah, and
scribbling. I think I've
For Lent, I'm giving up scribbling.
That's a good thing to give up.
I'm giving up jotting, but just for Lent. No jotting. I was wasting away hours of my life that God gave me just jotting crap down.
Yeah, and I'm giving up chicken scratch.
Also giving up masterpieces.
Oh, come on.
Dude.
For Lent, I'm giving up masterpieces.
He's the kid who carried the 10 chairs at Sunday school.
I bet that, you're doing too much, man.
Yeah, you're doing way too much.
I bet I could tempt you with a masterpiece or two. Come over to my house. You sit down on the couch. We look at a masterpiece. Come on, man.
This is my willpower. This is my faith. Of course, it sounds good.
Crack open some beers, man.
We'll shoot up.
We'll sit there. We'll just look at a masterpiece for a while.
For 3 hours. That's all I used to do back in the day.
God would not have put masterpieces on earth if he didn't want you to fucking look at them, man. I'll say that much.
This year for Lent, I'm giving up magnum opuses and also heroin.
Come on.
Come on.
So doing way really too much.
I can't do either of those things.
But a magnum opus is like, that's like peanut butter and jelly.
That's the ultimate.
Magnum opus. Magnum opus.
I'm giving up meat and potatoes, like metaphorically, not the foods.
You better not. Next thing you
get. I'm giving up meat and potatoes. I'm giving up peanut butter and jelly.
You better
you're
not.
Party
nothing
basics.
Burgers. You yeah. better not. If you give up the whole shebang, I swear to Christ.
I'm giving up everything but the kitchen sink.
You better not.
Don't. That's
you
reversed.
Better. That's way too much, man.
You should give
that
up the kitchen sink.
That is way too much.
You should give up the kitchen sink. You almost never use it. So.
Okay, this year I'm going to give up jack shit.
Does that mean nothing or you're giving up jack shit?
I'm giving up jack shit.
Oh, okay.